We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Zayin Omen Aleph, and we are beginning on the Mishnah Kuf Vav Amar Beis on the bottom. We are continuing the sugya of Tzeda, which is trapping on Shabbos. One of the Av Malachas on Shabbos is trapping. Zok the Mishnah, Yosheva Echad Ala Pesach. One person was sitting by the door, but Lamer Lui, he couldn't fill up the whole doorway to block the doorway. There was deer in the house, and he didn't have a big enough body to block the door. Yosheva Hasheni Malu, the second person came and completed, you know, closing up the door, filling up the door. Hasheni Chayiv, the second one, he's the one who does the trapping, he's Chayiv. What about Yosheva Rishon Al Pesach Malu? The first guy was stood by the door and he was holding the door, you know, closed, and the deer couldn't get out. Now the second guy sat next to him. And Afish Amad Harishon, the first guy left. The first one was Chayiv, Hasheni is Potter. Why the Hasheni Potter? Because at the time he came, when he sat down there, he was already trapped. Now that the first guy left, he's the one holding, he's the one, you know, filling up a doorway and not letting the deer get out. But that's not, he's not doing a mice anymore. He's staying where he was. And when he came and did the mice, it was already captured already. There was a tree. There's a deer trapped in his house, and he went ahead and locked the door because, you know, he locks the door every night. Then he finds out there was a tzvi in the house. There was a deer in the house. He didn't do anything wrong. He was locking his door, and it was already trapped. So just like deer, he's not chayiv. Here also, it's not chayiv and it's mutter. Taisa speaks out like, why is that case more simple than this case? So Taisa speaks out. What he's coming to say is, don't think that the case where he's sitting next to the door looks like tzedah, so maybe it should be us. So we're saying, no, it's exactly like the case of a guy locks the door and there's a tzvi locked in the house. It's pasha de yapater. And mutter here also, it's pasha that's mutter. So you only chayiv if you do the trapping. If it's trapped already and you blocking the door, and now it lands up that you're the one who's, you know, blocking the door, it makes no difference. Or you're the one who locked the door now. But since it was trapped from before already, it's mutter because you didn't do the trapping. If a little bird came under your cloak and it was trapped there, you could sit there and watch the bird until Matzah Shabbos. There's no issa tzeda. Since it got trapped by itself, it went in by itself. You're just sitting here. You're not mechuyev to let it go and say, oh, I'm keeping it trapped. No, it got inside of itself. It's fine. And therefore, you just leave it where it is. And not only that, you can't, it's also for you to take it out because it's muksa. So therefore, you have to leave it the way it is and you leave it there till, and you're not worried that it looks like tzad now, it's not worried about that, and therefore you just leave it there till after Shabbos. Master of Nachum by Yitzchak, it says in our Mishnah, Yoshua reached Al Pesach, Amalu, Vah, Shain of Yoshua Tzidai, the second guy came and sat next to Afish Amar Arishan, even though the first person left, Vahaloi. Harishan Chayav Hasheni Potter, the first one's Chayav, second one's Potter. Now we usually know, all the time, it says potter. It means potter, aval osur. It means it's potter from a chatas, but it's osur from the rabbanon. My love, potter, aval osur. So you see that what you do, even though it was trapped already, but since you locked the door now, it's osur from the rabbanon at least. So since that case, you sat by the door, you're the second guy. So echanami, you're not chayiv, but almighty is osur the rabbanon. See here also, how are you allowed to keep on watching the bird under your cloak? You're supposed to let it go. You should let it go. You should open up the cloak, let it run away, because the ma'isa should be Oster Rabbanon. So, Dr. Lloyd, our Mishnah, when it says that the second guy who sat there is Potter, it means Potter or Mutter. Lloyd, Potter or Mutter. What's the Rai? How can I miss Davro? Because it isn't Sefer. Mutoni Sefer. Lamaza Doima. What is it similar to? Lenoyelas Beisil Shamroi. That you locked your door to walk, you know, like every night. But Nim Satsi Shamroi. You found the deer was trapped inside it. Bechlal, the potter mutter, comparing to that case sure is mutter. Why? Like Rashi says, because the person does it every night. He closes his door, he doesn't make sure there's no deer inside. He closes his door, it's zicha mutter. And with the Gemara and the Mishnah compares them two to each other. The case of Yoshev Hasheni compares to this case. Shema Mino, we see from here, taka, that it's potter umutter. A similar Gemara, just from a different angle, Ikadamri. Amram Nachmi, so go back on this halacha that we just said, that if it's tzipor, a bird goes under your cloak, you'll have to leave it there. So Ikadam Am Nachma Yitzchak Afa Nam Namitinina. We start off with bringing a right from our Mishnah that it's mutter to keep it under your cloak. What's the right? Our Mishnah says Abish Amad Rishon V'Halachlo. Even though the first person who was standing by the door left, Harishon Chayiv Hasheni Potter. Rishon is Chayiv, and second one is Potter. My love Potter Mutter. Doesn't first one means Potter Mutter. So we're law, you know, it means Potter Avasa. So it's not a right from Mishnah. Dr. Maron, oh, but the Kanei Seifa, since the Seifa says, Elamazda Doima, what's the case of Yashav Hasheni similar to? Similar to Nailas Besai, the Nailas Besai Shamra, and Rinsatsi Shamra Seifa. If someone locks his door and he finds a tzvi inside it, Machlal, the Pata Mutashmamina. It must be, that means Pata Umutashmamina. So that's Allah Lamaisa, that the second guy who comes is Taka Mutter. Yashav Hasheni is Taka Mutter. Not only is it not Seida, it's Mutter to do. Since it was already Nitzud Va'imid, it's not a problem. Omar Shmuel, Shmuel said a memory, we had this memory on, I think back in Daf Gimel. Omar Shmuel, Kol Paturi Shabbos, anytime he says Pater in Masechta Shabbos, means Pater of Aser, Levad behind Tlats, besides for these three, Levar behind Tlats, besides for the following three, that are the Pater Umuta, it's Pater Umuta. Chodaha, one is this case of our Mishnah of Yashav Hasheni and is blocking the door, the second guy. And when my departed mother, hey, no, it's part of mother, the Tani Sefer, the Maza, Daim, the Nail, is based on the Shamra, even into the Shamra Seicha. The Rai is because the Gemara appears at the closing of your door, which you know is mother. That's case number one. That's part of means mother. Vidach, another case is the Allah is, it says in the Mishnah in Idias, Hamafis Mursa. Someone has a pus pimple, and he wants to let the pus out. So he makes a hole in it, Beshabbos. If he wants to make a hole in order that this should be a hole the whole time, that the pus should go in, out, and the ear should go in. He wants to make a good opening. The halach is a chayiv. And Rashi says two pshatim, either chayiv mishum boina or shum tikkun kli. Tikkun kli means makar patash. There's a side of chayiv mishum boina. We find binyan by people we had before that making your hair might be issa binyan. So you find by Adam a idea of binyan. Or it means back of a patish. So if you make a hole because I want the hole there, in order to be an ear hole, the ear should go in and pus should come out, tzchai. Im, it's just lohitzi ben alecha, just right now, right, it's hurting him now. He wants to get the lecha out right now. He wants to get the pus out right now. He doesn't care about the hole. He doesn't care if it closes. He doesn't care the size of the hole. He doesn't care about the hole. Then the halach is, you're potter. Because it's not considered a ticket. It's not called a nice Pesach. You don't want the Pesach. And therefore, you're potter. And the Gemara on base will say the reason why you're potter is because of lacha shein tzricha legufa. So this halacha that's potter, you know, usually Malacha Shein Sricha Legufa is Pata Ava Aser. Why do you know it's Pata Mutter? So the Gemara, because I'll show you it's Mutter. The Tanai Lintan Mishnah. They allowed to take a needle, a sewing needle, Machat Shel Yad. He allowed to carry that on Shabbos, Little by Zekoitz, to take out a splinter. That you get a splinter in your skin, you allowed to take it out on Shabbos. Yeah, as long as it's not a psik ratio, that's in a bleed. You allowed to take out a splinter on Shabbos. And you're going to use a needle, and the needle is not muksa. But what do you see? You're allowed to take out the splinter. It's mutter. It says, lethal as a kite. You're allowed to take out a splinter. If you take out a splinter, you usually make a hole in the skin. You make a hole in the skin. Look, that's a problem. It's making a Pesach. Teretz says, I don't care for the Pesach. I just want to take out the splinter. That's called a Malach HaShem Tzir Gufa. And it says, not only that, it's mutter. It says mutter. You're allowed to carry it. Lethal as a kite. You see, it's mutter. You see, this case is mutter. And Pasha's reason why it's mutter is that by Mokim Tsar, they were not Goyzim Alocha Shein Tzricha Legufa. That's the reason. Because the Mokim Tsar, that's what Rashi's mash. But Rashi's a mutter, they ain't can't take it, but I'm like Goyzim B'Shvus B'Shem Tzara. Mokim Tsar, they weren't Goyzim B'Shem Shvus. That's what Rashi learns. The Yidach, a third case where Potter means mutter, even though it should really be Potter, but also be mutter, is Hatzad Nochash B'Shabbos. Someone captures a snake on Shabbos. If he's capturing it, because he doesn't want to bite him, Potter. Why? It's Malocha Shein Tzricha Legufa. And Mamakaim, that he's scared that it's going to hurt him, he's allowed to capture. We're not talking about Abkuch Nefesh here. Even with Abkuch Nefesh, he's allowed to do it. It's mutter to do it. We'll see in a second. It's mutter to do it. The reason is because, again, we said it because Mamakam Tsar, Malacha Shechich Gufa's mutter. Here, I don't want the Nachash. I just want it away from me. I don't want it to bite me. But Im L'Refuah, if you're capturing it because you want to have the Nachash itself because it has certain qualities that are good for Refuah, then you're Chayiv. Because that's Malacha Shechich Gufa, and that's also on Shabbos. And how do you know it's Pater or Mutter? But in case where he's doing it, he shouldn't bite him. How do you know it's Pater or Mutter? Am I the Pater or Mutter? The time I looked at the Mishnah later on, Koifin Ka'ara ala Ner B'shil Shoy Teches B'Kaira. First of all, one is you're allowed to bring a Ka'ara, a plate, to cover the Ner, so it shouldn't burn the Kaira. And that's a Shaila of Muksa, because you're bringing it with Tzarech Muksa. V'chein, V'al Tzarech Shokotan, you're also allowed to bring it to cover Tzarech Shokotan. V'al Akrev Shloy Tishach. And you're also allowed to bring this plate to cover a akrev shloy tishach. What happened to capturing? L'charet seida. You know, good. This is all shayla muksa. It says not muksa to bring it. But what happened? Whatever reason it is, why it's not muksa? I ain't sham. But lemais, what happened to the problem of seida? You see, Yelada captured a akrev. Since it's akrev, it's not something I want. I just want to keep away from me. It says Malacha Shein Sirich Legufa. Okay, but let it be also. I know it's mutter. It says here it's mutter. So you see, klar that even though it's Malacha Shein Sirich Legufa, it's still mutter. And the same thing by Nachash. And why? We're saying the reason is because since it's bothering you, therefore it is mutter to cover it. And even though it wasn't a sakana, to my case, even if it wasn't a sakana, because Makim Tzar Lo Gazu Berabanan Hadun Alach. Ha'irid. Halach glina the parak of Ha'irid. Let's talk the next parak, new parak. Shmoina shrotzim hamuram v'tayra. There are eight shrotzim in the Torah. The eight shrotzim are in the Torah that these things, usually only a behema, of the nevela of a behema, will make someone tummy. But a bug will not make anyone tummy. Besides for the eight shrotzim. What are the eight shrotzim? They're not really bugs. The eight shrotzim in the Torah is the chayle, the achbar, the tzav, the anaka, the kayach, the latav, and chaymet, and the chames. But what are these three? Now, it's a big shayle what they are, but I'll tell you what some say. The chayle, some say, is a weasel. Achbar is a mouse or a rat. The tzav is a toad. The latav is a lizard. The kayach is an iguana. The anaka is a hedgehog. The chaymit is a snail, and the chemes is a mole. Those are the eight shrotzim. So it says in our Mishnah, shmoina shrotzim, hamuram b'teira, hatzadon, someone who captures them, v'hachayvel behen, and someone who gives it a bruise, is chay. Now, halacha is, someone gives a person a bruise, so Rashi brings down two pshat and what could be the issa. Either the issa is, it's netil sashama, which is a toldo of sheichet, you're pulling out blood, it's a toldo of sheichet, or it's seveya. Since the skin gets red, it's one of the obvious malachos of seveya. So here it says the shmoina shrotzim. This mister says hatzadon capture them yichayev because these are a type of things that people capture, and a chayvim is chayev. Why? Because they have skin. Our mister is saying the shmoina shrotzim have skin. It's not just meat; it's skin also. So a chayvim behem is chayev. But shar shkotzim ramasim, other shkotzim ramasim. Though Ramasim, though other Shkotzim Ramasim, Achayel Behem is Potter. If you Chayel, you're Potter, because there's no skin. Hatzadam Litzar Echayev. If you capture because I need it, it's Chayev. So if we add a Tzarech, then it's Potter. Because I don't need it, so therefore it's not Mina Nitsa, so therefore you're Potter. Dr. Mishnah Vaita. Chayev Oiv Shiver Shusai. Chayev Oiv that you already have in your Rishus. It's already captured. Hatzadam Potter. Even if you grab it, but since it's in your property anyway, it's still Potter because it's not called Sala. Chayev Vem Chayev because Chay and Oiv do have skin and therefore there is an Issa Chayev by them. Al Kala Mishnah. Dr. Gemar. Midiktani Hachayev Behem Chayev Mechlal the Isluar. You're saying the Shemayna Shrotzim, if you Chayev, you Chayev must be as R. Man Tana, who's the Tana? So as a way of introduction, I have to tell you that in the Mishnah in Arva Reiter and Masechta Shulin, there are three different Mandi Omrim, Legabe, the skin of the Shrotzim. Now we know that the only thing that's Metame, like Benevela, is only the Basar. But skin is not Metame Benevela. You know, the leather is not Metame Benevela, skin. So the three Shittas about the Shemayna Shrotzim was the Halacha. The Chum hold that there's four and four. That four of them, the anoka, the koyach, the otal, and the chaymet, the skin is like basar. It doesn't have real skin. The skin is like the basar, and that it's metame. Rav Yehuda holds, only three are like that. Only three of those four, anoka, and the koyach, and the chaymet, are metame kabasar. Rav Yechem Ruri holds that all of them are not metame, because all eight shrotzim have skin. And our Mishnah says that chayvel behem, all eight shrotzim yechayiv, it sounds like it's going according to Yechem and Uri, holds that regarding tumah, they all consider they have skin, because in order to get a bruise, you have to have skin, because it doesn't have skin, that's not called a bruise, because a bruise has to be type of blood that's coming out, not going back in. So the only thing blocking it is skin. If it has no skin, it should be coming out. If it didn't come out, it's not a bruise. That's the svar. So Zot Amar Miktan Echel V'Mechayim Mechal Des Luar Man Tana Who's That Tana Mashmul Aviyichem Ben Nuri Hid. It's not Aviyichem Nuri Aimer Kol Shmuel Neshratzim Yeshlam Iris. All Shmuel Neshratzim have Iris and therefore they're not Matamik Kabasa. So Shmuel says it's Mashmul Aviyichem Aviyichem Ben Nuri. Rav Barav Huna Amar Rav Afilu Temer Rabbanon even could be the Rabbanon who argue on Aviyichem Nuri and they hold only four of them have or the other four don't. But we can say Legabi Shabbos, they all consider they have skin. Only by tumah, and not because the Metzia says they don't have skin. It's because the Gzeres Akosiv. The Chsiv it says in the pasuk Ela Hatameim Lachem, and we dash in the extra hay. Le Rabbi Shari saying Gibsarim. There are certain ones, certain of Shemesh Ratzin, that the skin is metama like the boss, like the meat. And which ones? So Eila says only the latest ones, the latest four. Because in the last pasuk says, the first pasuk says, Acholid achbar v'atzov. The next pasuk says, V'hanoko v'akoyach v'alotov v'achoyant v'atanshames. And Rabbanan says, going back on these four or five, there's a kasha. Why is it should be five then? Because going back on that, the Gemara asked the kasha there. Maybe it's going also on tanshames there. But Al-Kapanim, Eila Tmeim says, there are five or four that there, the oir is like the basar, even though they all have skin, but these five that are the time like the basar. Avlinim Shabbos, for Rabbanan Mori, even Valigarim Shabbos, which is told in Chabura, Rabbanan's Mori, that all eight of them have skin, and it's called the Chabura, and therefore on Shabbos Yechayiv. So that's how Rav Huna wants to answer. That's not really a machloikis, Rav Yechem Ruri and the Rabbanan regarding Shabbos. Only machloikis are a tumma, because special gerus cost of Eilat Tmein Lochem. But regarding Shabbos, everyone agrees it has enough skin that it's called a Chabura. So the Gemara, is that truly in Shabbos like pligid? Rav Yechem Ruri and Rabbanan don't argue about Shabbos. V'atayim, the Rabbi saw, had sod echod meshmoina shrotzim amur metayra. If someone captures one other shmoina shrotzim that says in a Torah, or he's chayvel behem chayv, all shmoina shrotzim. The Rabbi Yechem Ruri, recognizing Shitas, he holds that this is chaval on all eight shrotzim. V'chama imrim, so Chama says some words, and it takes us a while to figure out what he means. V'chama imrim, ein ar ela l'mashamonu chamim. It's only, the only ones that have skin, the four shrotzim, are the ones that the chamim were moina. That's the only one that have skin. That's the only one that have skin. Which is what? Which is da'anaka kayach antal chayimit. Veit gemara ad rabba. The ones that chamim specified, the ones that were like basar, were like meat, the skin, they didn't have skin. Ad rabba, l'mashamonu chachamim ein lahem ar, don't have ar. So what's pshat? You can't read the b'risa is mishabesh, it's a mistake, you gotta fix it up. Amma abaya. Hachikama, you have to read like this. Ain ar chaluk mebasa l'mashaloy manu chacham. You have to put in the word shaloy. That the only ones that have, the chacham say back, the only ones with the ar is different than the basa, that means the ar is a separate thing called skin, is shaloy manu chacham. So come out, then it's a kasha on Rav. It sounds like over here, it's kasha on Rav. Rav Huna Rav says, that's even for the chacham. Here's mashma, chacham arguing regarding tzeda. They're saying, no, there's no tzeda on, regarding chayvel, they're saying there's no chayvel on the ones loy manacham, ain't ar el shloy manacham, not the ones of manacham, only ain't ar chaluk el mash loy manacham. So it sounds like it is totally the same achlokas regarding tumah, it's the same achlokas Yavis Shabbos. That's the Gemara's question. So Amalei Rava doesn't like his interpretation of the words lamash manacham. He changes to shloy manacham. Rava holds that he didn't make a mistake like that. The Brisa says lamash shemanu chachamim, and people don't make mistakes of loy and shemanu and loy shemanu. This here you read the Braisa. That he answers to, he understood somehow from Yechem and Uri that all Shemoneh Shvatzim and Chayel V'hem is Shabbos, but that only Shabbos. By Tumah, the all Matama like Basar. That's what Rava says that the Chaman thought Yechem and Uri said, that the all Matama like Basar. And the Chama answered back, ain't ur matamik basa el mashma chum. The only ur that's matamik basa is those four that the Chama mentioned. That's what Rava explains. So I'm going to ask, that also doesn't make sense. Mechlal Rav Yechem ben Uri hanach nami d'loy manucham matamim? It means that he holds that all eight are matami, the skin is matami? It's just the opposite. V'aktoni Rav Yechem ben Uri om ha-shmai shuatzim yeshlam oiris v'shloy matamim. He holds it all has oiris and it's not matami. So we're still stuck in pshat in this brisa. What does it mean? The chamarim, the loss of the brisa. The chamarim ain't oid al mashmano cham. What those words mean? So the ravad ba'ava, ravad ba'ava. Some girls elam ravad ba'ava, varmasta elam ravarmasta tritzachi. The chamarim le'inyan tuma ain't oid al mashmano cham. Chama saying like this: I agree to you by Shabbos. I agree to you by Shabbos. Mamash like Rav Huna Amar Rav's Teretz. I agree to you by Shabbos that all eight of them have a din chayvel, and when you give it a bruise, it has a din of a bruise. But I just want to let you know, Chama, say, that regarding Tumah, it's not considered skin by four of them. Ain ar l'mashachon acham. Four of them have an ar kabasar, and not like Yerbech and Uru holds, that it has a din ar for Shabbos and for Tumah, and therefore it's not matama Tumah. I hold that for four of them, it is ar has din basar. But Shabbos, I agree to you. And that's how it stems with Rav. So right now we're coming out that everyone agrees the eight shrotzim all are have skin that legeya Shabbos. And there is a chayvel on all eight of them. And the whole din is only like Zeris Akasav, Elah HaTameim, that says four of them don't have skin regarding Tumah, and it's considered Basar, and it is Matameh.